It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 at the game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan and Dylan playing some country for us today. I do want to say welcome back to all the teachers that are heading back to school. I know it gets earlier and earlier each year. My sister, fresh off a Vegas trip, is going to school today.
God bless her.
I know.
God bless her.
I know. Good for her.
Yeah, my wife's headed back. She's not a teacher. She's a counselor, but she's headed back to work today as well. And everybody kind of experiencing those same back-to-school blues. Teachers just get a little bit earlier than the students, but they're building that direction, that's for sure.
So. I feel like teachers and kids going back to school is like the ultimate Sunday scaries of all time.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I will say, and not to get too far off topic, but in Cobb County, where my wife works, you know, they have the two-month summer because they get a week off after every 6 weeks.
Okay.
Like, that's, I wish we had had that. Our summer was like 3 months long when I was in high school, but we didn't get the fall break, Thanksgiving break, mm-hmm. the Christmas break, the winter break, the spring break. Like, they get a break, a one-week break every 6 weeks.
Tell me how y'all feel about this. This is how one of my other nephews, not the one I was babysitting yesterday, but one of my other ones, he's older. He's going to turn 10 in October. So his school, they do 9 weeks off. I mean, excuse me, 9 weeks in school, 3 weeks off of school, and they do that basically year-round. They do get a little bit.
Through 3 weeks off after 9 weeks?
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
But that's year-round school.
But they basically do year-round. Well, they get a little bit of a break during summer. They get a little bit of an extended break, but they go back, obviously, early. Like, he's already back in school now. Like, and he's been back in school for, like, a week or two.
No, when it's 100 degrees outside, I don't need to be standing at the bus stop. Sorry.
Nah,
That's the way I grew up. That's the way I like it. That was my childhood. I mean, but I didn't get this 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on stuff or whatever they do now. Like there's a break for every season plus.
Yeah, and 6 weeks on, 1 week off.
I need to contrast and compare something real quick. You had an issue with Terry Bradshaw earlier talking about the old school ways of things happening and his criticism of Aaron Rodgers and how he does things today. Does that not sound a little bit like what's happening
but
right now?
I didn't tell the kids nowadays to go eat bark. Terry Bradshaw, like,
that's true. That's
like,
true.
He went on a rant about Aaron Rodgers, and it was just, and I'm a big Terry Bradshaw fan, but I was just thinking, why are you acting so bitter towards a guy? Like, you know, you've been doing this for too long. You know, the writing on the wall, he's going to sign there. Why are you coming with this angst towards him? I'm not like, kids today are so soft. They can't go 6 weeks without having to have a week off. I didn't go there. I mean,
say something like that about the we, but I won't break that conversation.
You mean
up.
The they? The they?
No. I'm talking about the actual W-I-I.
Oh,
the
Wii. What did
you say about the
Wii? Well, I think it's. I don't know what I said. I said it's not exercise.
Don't be talking about. Oh yeah, you did say that. Yeah, talking bad about
regardless,
the Wii for no reason.
Just get outside and play baseball.
You ain't never play Wii boxing, Bo.
Regardless, welcome back to all the teachers and all the students that are going back to school. We are in the middle of training camp, Falcons training camp. It was day 4. Happened yesterday, of course. 92.9. The game was out there. Mike and Dylan did a show. Sounded really great. I listened this morning.
Thank you.
If you ever miss anything on the show or on the station, like Mike and Dylan's show, you can catch up with it on the Odyssey app. Today, we've been talking about the intensity of the defense that's been going on at training camp. Terry Fontenot talked about the defense in his presser yesterday and how they're showing turnover ability.
You know, Raheem said this in the team meeting that we understand that after every practice, somebody's going to be frustrated because the way practice goes is if the defense is really successful in that practice, then the offense wasn't successful and vice versa. So yesterday's practice was an example of the way they were on the ball. Mike Hughes had two punch outs, and I mean legit punch outs, the way he went after the ball, one where he's squaring him up, one where he's selling his body out, just the way it's being taught. And so when you have that, and so now you can – praise the defense for being able to get after the ball and take it away and punch it out. And then you're getting on the offense to continue to work on ball security. And those ball security drills that we do, them taking those serious and making sure we're enhancing that. So,
and that's the problem with training camp, because you can't get happy about one side doing something good without getting worried about the other side not being good. And then you doubt it. Well, are they really good at creating turnovers, or do we just suck at ball control and ball security. But it's not the truth. You know, that's something that that they are addressing. That is one thing that's a very similar thing to what Dan Quinn wanted to do in his defense and what Jeff Ulbrich, who spent a lot of time with Dan Quinn, does. And that is create turnovers, punch the ball. There was an emphasis on that back then. And clearly Ulbrich bringing that in here as well. But this is how you can get away with being undersized in certain areas, by being fast and aggressive and opportunistic.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think that the peanut punch, as Ulbrich has been calling it, head nod to...
Named it to Peanut Tillman?
Peanut Tillman, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I love to hear that. I think it's pretty cool. But you're so right about training camp. You never know what the good takeaway and the bad takeaways. Now, Drake London had a couple of drops, a couple of fumbles, whatever it is, on Saturday, and somebody's reporting that he throws his helmet and he's so frustrated. And it's like, good. This is what happens in training camp. You can't keep using the moniker that iron sharpens iron without understanding that both sides are going to be frustrated, like Terry just talked about. Dylan and I talked about this yesterday a bunch. You're going to have days where the offense is going to be good. And you know what's going to happen? The defense is going to respond to it with adjustments. They're going to make adjustments. They're going to put a blitz in here. They're going to attack the coverages this way. They're going to understand the flood concepts the offense is trying to run in and make sure they, cover two invert or, whatever it may be. Like, they're going to respond that way. And you know what else? After they're done doing that, which is what they did on Saturday, the offense is going to go to the film room on Saturday night. They're going to put new plays in. They're going to have install, and they're going to respond on Sunday. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. Michael Penix comes out, has a much better day. The offense had a much better day, the ball security-wise. And you can expect the defense on Tuesday to probably have a good day as well.
That was what's funny is after reading the takeaways from Saturday's, like, Kirk Cousins looked great. Michael Penix, not so much. If there was a quarterback battle, he might have been in trouble. And then Drake London had an awful day. I read one beat writer's tweet. Drake London's had a terrible day today so far. And then next thing I know, the Falcons put out a highlight video of Drake London catching a one-handed stab. And I was like, well, which one is true? And it was basically because Drake, I think, had a drop and then got a ball knocked out, which...
If you ask Drake, he probably had a bad day.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Overreaction, posting the video just because it was a catch, because that's what you do. You should post highlights. That's what social media does, mm-hmm. Allie. And then overreaction that it was an awful day. Did Drake think he made it at his best day? Probably not. Drake gave Drake something to think about and improve on or work towards. But that doesn't make either one right. You know, that it was a horrible day and that was... And then that was the one-handed catch was basically what his day was that day either, right? I think both can be true.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, and one guy that really appreciates Jeff Ulbrich's aggressive style is Jake Matthews.
I think back to earlier in my career, breakout here my second year. I was here for a few years, obviously during those playoff runs and the Super Bowl run, and playing against him when he was with the Jets and whatnot, and he's always had a defense that, you look at, game week, hey, this team's going to play hard. They're going to be sound, and they're going to try to get after you. So excited to bring that here. And, I think we're trending in the right direction with the way practice is going and the competition and the way guys are kind of chirping at each other.
To me, when you look at the what you've seen on the field and the words that are coming out about Jeff Ulbrich's aggressive style, attacking style of defense, it makes way more sense what they've done this offseason. And, I explained that. I know that they started off in a 3-4 front on Thursday. They kind of did more 4-3 on Saturday. I think they spent a little bit of time in both yesterday. Over the history of football and the way these things were all incorporated was that a 3-4 style was not an attacking. It was using the offensive line's body or the blocker's bodies and your body to kind of create a fence in front of the offense, right? And so when you look at the loss of Grady Jarrett and Eddie Goldman, who Eddie Goldman was the best you had last year at creating a fence with the offensive player, with the blocker's body and your body at the defensive line, you did not replace those guys. You did not go out and draft guys to replace them. You drafted them 2 years ago with attacking style guys, Brandon Dorlus, Ruka Roro, and it makes a lot more sense when you look at Ulbrich's, the words that are coming out about his defense, what the game plan has been throughout this offense on the defensive front.
So I want you to chime in on this real quick, because I just don't – these so many guys that are edge rushers that even in some ways can be traditional 4-3 defensive ends want to stand up, that I think at times we don't – want to count them as necessarily an extra defensive end, and we want to say, well, because they're almost in a linebacker type position.
What you're talking about is a 3-4 personnel, but you've just taken an outside linebacker off the ball, so now it's a four down front. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, you're taking an edge rusher and standing him up.
Correct. Yeah,
And almost representing him as, well, what is he?
Yeah.
Is he about to drop in covers, or is he coming?
Right.
Right? Because you don't know.
And that's the presentation that you want to give the other quarterback, right? You don't want because that edge rusher that's in a two-point stance, he could be rushing the edge. Or you could simply say, let's just say that you're going against the Chargers and Rashawn Slater's blocking somebody. Maybe you're like, dude, why are we wasting a body on Rashawn Slater? Let's just put this guy out in the flat and have him cover the running back or whoever else
or
is the first read. Yeah, right. So there's a number of different ways to look at it. It's all about what the presentation is you want to give the quarterback.
Sometimes you might have Jalen Walker and James Pierce on the field, and it looks like a 3-4 front, and they're both coming, right?
Love it.
And you're actually sending five people, which would be considered what?
Love it. You ran a 6-1 at times last year with Caden Ellis off the ball. So.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to pause this convo on Falcons training camp for a minute because there's so much to cover, a little peek behind the curtain. We've got so many cuts from the guys doing pressers that we haven't gotten to yet. So we're going to continue that next. Plus, we've got a Life of Squid on the way.
Yes, it's time for film review with Squid Billy.
There's
a movie that just came out, and I watched it at home, and that should give a little hint. And we'll give a review of it next. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.